Senator Henry M. Jackson and U.N. Ambassador Daniel Patrick Moynihan, both outspoken on the need for a two-way detente with Russia, will confer privately this Sunday at the United Nations in New York. Jackson said the purpose of the Sunday meeting preceding campaign visits to Tampa and Miami is to discuss ways of assuring that Moynihan's resolute and principled stand will not be abandoned as U.S. policy. During a recent New York speech prior to Moynihan's resignation, Jackson had high praise for the U.N. ambassador.
And finally, let me say that we need strong voices these days. People who will speak out, who will stand up. And thank God we've got a voice in the United Nations, Daniel Patrick Moynihan.
Jackson will campaign in North Carolina on Tuesday with an 11:15 news conference at Douglas Municipal Airport in Charlotte and a luncheon with supporters of his March 23rd presidential primary campaign following the news conference. This is Gene Tollefson reporting. Senator Henry M. Jackson and his family will take time out from their Massachusetts presidential primary campaign today to celebrate a birthday and tour Boston's historic North End. A birthday party will be held for Anna Marie Jackson, her 13th, at North End Union. Some 100 North End youngsters are expected to attend. The party will be preceded by a visit to the Old North Church on Salem Street and followed by a tour of the USS Constitution at Charlestown. At a news conference yesterday afternoon, Jackson explained his plan to provide relief to the city of Boston from the high costs of the desegregation program.
$50 million would be put into a discretionary fund administered by the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare, providing aid to cities such as Boston, which have to bear exorbitantly high costs as a result of court-ordered school desegregation. I will submit an amendment to the pending HEW supplemental appropriation bill to accomplish that. I discussed the matter yesterday morning with Senator Warren Magnuson, chairman of the subcommittee. If all goes well, the money could become available as early as March.
The plan has received the support of Senator Edward Kennedy, Mayor White, and City Council President Louise Day Hicks. This is Gene Tollefson reporting. Senator Henry M. Jackson said yesterday that as president, he would do everything in his power to prevent the Soviet Union from becoming the world's number one military power. Jackson met with black leaders in St. Petersburg and condominium residents at Gulfport last night. Earlier in the day, Jackson told a New York gathering of the Coalition for a Democratic Majority that despite the advantages they received in the SALT I and Helsinki agreements, the Russians had armed Egypt to attack Israel, helped the PLO attack Christians and Jews in the Middle East, sent 11,000 Cuban troops to Angola, and encouraged the Arabs to jack up prices during the oil embargo.
They know by the conduct of the administration that if they're just tough enough, they'll get what they want in SALT. If they're just tough enough, they'll get what they want in Helsinki. If they're just tough enough, they'll get more grain robberies. Right on down the line.
Jackson said we need a strong defense and a two-way detente with Russia. He will campaign in Clearwater, Tampa, and Miami today. This is Gene Tollefson reporting.